What are you working on at the moment?
I don't write fiction anymore, or at least not what most people would see as fiction.
How would you describe it?
Well, these days I only write about myself, call it autobiography. It kills three birds with one stone. It allows me to indulge my literary bent, it gives me a way of coming to terms with my past, and it rules out the possibility of fictional characters coming alive and driving me crazy.
I see. Then tell me about your most recent breakdown.
Okay, the last character who came to life was a heroine of a children's book, a modern fairy tale.
Can you tell me about the plot?
It's all about a little girl called Talit. Delicate slip of a thing with angelic blonde hair, the sort you see on commercials for cookies and chocolate. You know the type.
As hallucinations go, I can't think of worse.
True. Charlotte was a darling. People found her adorable. Her father was the king, and they lived in a palace on an island.
How did the story start?
With a quest. One day, Charlotte fell ill, seriously ill.
What were the symptoms?
She lost weight, became frail and sickly, and was struck down by all kinds of mysterious infections. One by one, the king consulted every doctor in the kingdom, but no one knew what was wrong with his daughter. It wasn't long before the royal couple were frantic with worry, and meanwhile, poor Charlotte was wasting away.
What happened to the girl?
One day, she decided to take charge of her own destiny. She ran away from home.
Oh my God.
I beg your pardon?
Nothing. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Carry on.
So Charlotte set off on a quest to find the cause of her illness. I suppose you could call it a parable. A little girl refuses to give up hope and sets off into the big wide world on her own. Are you sure you're all right?
Forgive me, I should stop drinking too much tea. But tell me more about Charlotte. How did the story end? What happened to her?
I don't know.
Surely you know how your own story ends.
I told you before, I never got past the first few chapters, and that's why Charlotte came after me. That's how the nightmare started.